This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers were set to approve a stopgap funding bill Thursday to avert a crippling government shutdown as Democratic leaders struggled to get their members in line behind President Joe Biden's agenda. Top Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer has teed up a morning vote to keep the lights on for another 2 months. It's expected to pass comfortably before the House follows suit before the midnight deadline. Schumer said the measure will, quote, keep the government funded until December 3rd, provide funding to help process and resettle Afghan refugees, and finally deliver on critical disaster aid for Americans battered by the storms and wildfires this summer, end quote. The rare example of cross-party cooperation comes with Democratic leaders trying to hammer out a deal over Biden's faltering $3.5 trillion social spending package with no Republican support and a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Qatar's top diplomat Thursday labeled a recent string of rights abuses in Afghanistan disappointing and called on the Taliban leadership to look to Doha for how to run an Islamic system. The Taliban publicly hung 4 alleged kidnappers from cranes last week, and older girls are still unable to resume their studies after weeks. Doha has become a key broker in Afghanistan following last month's withdrawal of U.S. forces, helping to evacuate thousands of foreigners and Afghans, engaging the new Taliban rulers and supporting operations at Kabul Airport. Afghanistan's health system is on the verge of collapse, a top Red Cross official warned Thursday, saying more than 2,000 health facilities had been shuttered across the conflict-ravaged country. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warned a dire lack of funding was pushing Afghanistan's health system to the brink. The United States warned Thursday that Bosnian Serb threats to secede from Bosnia violated a 1990s peace deal and would only lead to, quote, isolation and economic despair, end quote. The warning came just days after the Serb member of Bosnia's tripartite presidency said the Bosnian Serbs want to form their own army within a few months. But a U.S. diplomat told him that, quote, threats of secession and rolling back reforms to state-level institutions, end quote, breached the Washington broker deal that ended Bosnia's 1990s war, the U.S. embassy in Sarajevo tweeted. The diplomat reiterated the United States' quote, strong commitment to Bosnia-Herzegovina's sovereignty and territorial integrity as one country, end quote. Russian and U.S. diplomats held talks behind closed doors in Geneva Thursday, the latest round of discussions aimed at ironing out the many tensions between the world's top two nuclear powers. The U.S. State Department's number two and Russia's deputy foreign minister were due to meet for most of the day and expected to discuss disarmament, new technologies, space, and artificial intelligence, according to the Swiss news agency ATS. Meanwhile, Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Thursday that he and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, discussed deepening defense industry cooperation during talks this week. Erdogan and Putin held their first face-to-face talks in 18 months in the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, with the Syrian conflict high on their agenda. The Turkish leader told journalists they discussed plane motors, warplanes, boats, and submarines. His comments should raise eyebrows in the West, especially in the U.S., after Washington slapped sanctions on Turkey late last year over its multi-billion-dollar purchase of the Russian-made S-400 air defense system. Klára Dobrev has emerged as the frontrunner in a joint opposition bid to unseat Hungary's prime minister, Viktor Orbán, in 2002 elections. Partial results of an opposition primary showed Thursday. The 49-year-old lawyer is in close race with Budapest's leftist mayor, Gergely Kirosno. Dobrev's candidacy raises the prospect of Hungary's first female prime minister. The European Union will extend its export control mechanism for COVID-19 vaccines for another 3 months until the end of the year and then replace it with a monitoring program, the European Commission said Thursday. The export control mechanism, introduced January 29th, means makers of COVID-19 vaccines produced in the EU need to get approval before shipping doses outside the bloc. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.